5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. That's right, moving up the dial, baby. 159 is now the place to be for Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. Of course, the mightier 1090 down in Southern California in the mix as well here as we get going on a Wednesday night. Carver High here with you. That's right, just me. No Mafia, no Scotty. They've both abandoned me for the rest of the week. You got me tonight, and then you got me the next 2 days, coast to coast, and on the bench Thursday and Friday. Do not worry. I am in the good hands of my guy, Christian Burgoyne, tonight. So Christian's got me under control for the next 3 nights here on the bench. So we are in very capable hands to steer us home right here on Farrell on the bench. We have a lot going on, as per usual. There's some NBA games that we will get into, a couple of NHL games. We have Maction going on as well. And as we talked about last night, I am absolutely enthralled in the Tuesday and Wednesday night Mac games. I think it's just absolutely bonkers. Last night, I wanted the Miami of Ohio coach fired on the spot. I wanted him to have to walk home after losing to the Bobcats of Ohio the way that he did. Tonight, we will put the Western Michigan coaching staff in the crosshairs here as they are getting thoroughly embarrassed by Central Michigan, 42-24, with just over 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. The other game, as per usual with these MAC games, bonkers, 45-33. Kent State leads Northern Illinois well over that pregame total now of 71.5. So new strategy for the Maction games next week. We are going to blind bet all of the overs. That's right. We will just blind bet the overs. I'm tired of trying to break these games down. Sides, total. I mean, the dogs are all kicking here. Kent State's probably going to be the only favorite over these 2 nights it's going to cover. The dog covered all 3 games last night. Central Michigan, I mean, they're going to win the game outright. They're definitely going to cover. Eastern Michigan won outright last night. Blind betting the overs for the Maction games for the rest of the month of November. And let's see where we come out. Because it's going to be 4 out of 5 games here this week. The only game that did not was the Akron game last night. And actually, that was pretty close. In fact, depending on when you got the number, that game might have went over as well. But night number 2 of Maction, crazy games. Maybe we'll try to find something. You know, Western Michigan getting 13.5 here, down 18. Can they make a little charge here? Can we get the Broncos in the end zone possibly before you get into this game? Plenty of time left. plenty of time. So we have Maction going on as we speak. We will keep you updated, of course, on that. Plenty of tickets to be had there. NBA right now, the Grizzlies once again beating the Nuggets. 102-96, just over 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter in that one. Ja Morant once again having another great game. -4.5 for the Grizz right now. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates right here. Pharrell on the bench on a Wednesday night. Carver High here with you. That is right. Scotty on vacation for the rest of the week. No Mafia either. He has left me as well. You've got me going the rest of the week right here on all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench. NBA, we are talking right now, getting you updated on what's happening. Grizzlies beating the Nuggets 102-98. -3.5 live line for the Grizz right now. Ja Morant getting it done again. Grizzlies have been very impressive here in the early going of the season. And then you look at the record, you go, they're 4-3, 5-3 if they win this game. And they can still blow this, 102-98, 4-point lead. They beat the Nuggets a couple days ago, trying to do it again here. The Clippers with an 8-point lead over the T-Wolves in Minnesota, 116-108. That game 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Mavs and the Spurs tied at 65 midway through the third quarter in that one. If you'd like to jump in, the Mavs only -1.5. Not awful. If you want to hit the Mavs here in a tie game, only laying -1.5, we could get ourselves involved. Maybe we're going to try to find some spots here over the next couple of hours to jump in live. Finals. Good effort by the Knicks tonight in Indiana. They get whacked by the Pacers, 111-98. The Celtics, nothing like when you're going bad and you've got players on the team calling out the stars that they never pass the ball. Nothing fixes your problems more than a trip to Orlando to play the Magic. Nothing fixes your problems more than that. Celtics, 92-79. They beat the Magic tonight. 76ers beat the Bulls, 103-98. So the Bulls get cooled off a little bit. Raptors staying hot. They go to 6-3, 109-100. They beat the Wiz in D.C. The Nets beat the Hawks in Brooklyn, 117-108. And my Cleveland Cavaliers, who I have been talking up a lot lately, finally return home after a long road trip, win outright against the Blazers, 107-104. Blazers stink right now. Cavs take care of business. So we're just getting going here. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. Later on, my man John Jastrzemski, New York, New York, the ringer. He will join us. We got a lot to talk about. Pharrell on the bench, Sports Grid Radio. We get cooking right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty here tonight. As we are taking a look at everything going on live, my boy JJ, John Jastrzemski, will join me next segment. Of course, New York, New York from The Ringer. We'll talk a little New York sports. We'll talk a little NFL and college lines for this weekend. A lot to do with JJ. I've got my eye on the MAC games, of course, the bane of my existence here. Western Michigan did get a touchdown, so it's now 42-30 with just under 6 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter in that game. Meanwhile, Kent State, who I forgot to mention, if you watch Coast to Coast today, when we had our man Joe Lisi go for the two on, we mentioned how me and him are both in on this. Kent State to score the most points in these two nights of MAC games at 7-1. We needed them, of course, to beat Eastern Michigan's 52 points last night. They have 45 right now. 45 for Kent State. And there's just under 9 minutes left to go in this game. So what we need here is we need Northern Illinois to score again and put the pressure on them. We need Northern Illinois to make this like a 45-40 game. So that way, the dopey coach here, Sean Lewis from Kent State, we can get him to actually keep his foot on the gas and keep scoring. And we can get ourselves over this 52 and win this 7-1 bet that we've got with the Kent State Flashes. So hopefully that can happen. I mean, Lisi just texted me nonstop. He's having a meltdown here over this Kent State coach. And I've got my eye on Western Michigan and Central Michigan. NBA, we mentioned all the scores going on now, all the finals. We do have two late-night games which have just tipped off. The Pelicans are in Sacramento against the Kings. Both of these teams on the second night of a back-to-back. The Pelicans, of course, blew a halftime lead in Phoenix last night against the Suns, while the Kings lost to the Jazz. Pelicans up early, 9-5 in this one. The Hornets begin a West Coast trip in Golden State against the Warriors very early here, 3-0 out of the gate. So pretty much right at the pregame line, -5.5 right now for the Warriors. I mean, here comes Central Michigan just moving right down the field. The Broncos of Western Michigan, they stink. This is it. I blind betting every over in the MAC next week. All six games, Tuesday and Wednesday night. What's the worst you're going to get? Split it 3-3? I mean, it was 4 out of 5 this week. These games are just absolutely bonkers. It is very hard to keep track of it. We might be on the wrong side. Defense is, at least he's good. He is killing the Kent State coach. Killing the Kent State coach right now. I love it. NHL, we have games there as well tonight. Very light schedule usually on a Wednesday in the NHL. The Blackhawks up 3-2 on the Hurricanes, who are 8-0 this year. That is right. They do not have a loss. And the Blackhawks, who have been one of the worst teams in the NHL, finally got their first win over Ottawa the other night. They carry a 3-2 lead into the third at home over Carolina. What do we got for Carolina, maybe? Little in-game line here. What do we got for the Hurricanes? Ooh, +230. +230, is that right? You say, oh, Mike, come on. They're due to lose a game. They're 8-0. The Blackhawks suck. All right? Let's just lay that down right now. The Blackhawks are awful. Awful. Let's see what we have here. Hurricanes win the game. Eh, you know, different books, different numbers. I got +230 in one place, +188 at another. We might have to jump in on the Hurricanes here, guys. We might have to get ourselves involved with Carolina. This could be a worthy bet here. Hurricanes win the game. We're in. And now we're going to have to put that game on, Christian. You see, that's how it works. Now we got that we're involved in the Hurricanes and the Blackhawks. We will have to quickly usher the Maction out and put the Blackhawks and the Hurricanes in. So what else do we have here in the NHL? The Oilers up 2-1 on the Predators at the end of the second period. The Avalanche have a 1-0 lead over the Blue Jackets at home. That is about midway through the second. Late night national game on TNT, the Blues and the Kings at Staples Center. Blues have been very good out of the gates. They are 6-1, 12 points on the year. So nice start for the Blues, and a couple of those six wins were against the Kings in St. Louis. So playing some good hockey. They take on the Kings tonight. Shaky out of the gate, 3-5-1 for Los Angeles. One of the teams that I thought maybe could make a little jump this year in the Western Conference of the NHL. So there's what you have going on. Central Michigan going in again in the MAC game. NFL, we will talk throughout the night. We will spread it out. We'll start to get into some of this weekend's games. We will, of course, talk about tomorrow night's Jet-Colt game, start to look for some angles in that one. The big story today, clearly, is the Aaron Rodgers news. So Aaron Rodgers is out for Sunday's game against the Chiefs. The executives at Fox right now, they are crying because they had a huge 4:25 p.m. Eastern game featuring Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, and that goes completely down the drain now as they are now going to have Jordan Love playing quarterback for the Packers. Still an intriguing game. Look, it is, but it shifts now to the side of the Chiefs where we've been talking a lot about the Chiefs. They're not the same. They don't look good. Looks like something's wrong with Mahomes. Is the league catching up to their offense? Blah, 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 blah. Now they go from this game being, of course, a pick 'em, or it was +1, -1 either side, to with Rodgers being out, suddenly the Chiefs are laying 7.5. And a lot of people were very quick to the trigger, and they got those eights that got floated out there immediately. I mean, as soon as this news came out this afternoon, bang, what's the line at? What are the books putting it back up at? An 8 was the number, and quickly down to 7.5. So a lot of people, good for you for grabbing the 8, because I still think the Packers are live here, even with Love. They're still live in this game. The Chiefs have covered, I think it's 4 of their last 19 games the Chiefs have covered. 4 of their last 19. They didn't cover against the Giants on Monday night. The Giants. Daniel Jones. You know, who's actually been pretty good this year, but the rest of the team stinks. They make 1,000 mistakes. You got a 7-1 Packer team. I know that they are driven by Aaron Rodgers. He is the straw that makes that stirs the drink, the whole deal. Whatever dopey analogy you want to use. Aaron Rodgers is the guy, but still a very good football team. Still have a pretty decent running game when they can get it going. They're going to get Bakhtiari back possibly on the left side of that line. They're going to try to pound the rock. And backup quarterbacks, they've been all the rage lately, haven't they? Whether it's Mike White, Trevor Siemian, and Cooper Rush on Sunday. I don't think just because Aaron Rodgers is playing this game, with the way the Chiefs have been going, it's no automatic. They win the game, yeah, but you want to toss me over a touchdown with the Packers on Sunday at Arrowhead? Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. And I'll tell you what else. The total dropped about 5-6 points, too. 47.5? Let's rock. Let's rock. Give me that 24-24 game in the fourth quarter. Get me to 48. Let's go, baby. I'm all in on that. As far as Rodgers, it'll be 10 days. He's not vaccinated. We've been through this all day. We did it a lot on Coast to Coast. We had Bill Michaels on. It is what it is. I think that everybody kind of got swerved by him in August when he said, I've been immunized or whatever he's immunized. Immunized. It's been a tough one everybody's been trying to say all day. He never said vaccinated. Got into some spiel about how everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do. It's their own choice. And then everybody, like, let it go. Like, they didn't press him. You didn't say you were vaccinated. You said you were immunized. Well, you let it go. And then the Packers, apparently, everybody's been walking around like he is vaccinated. Whatever it is that he had done at his doctor, the NFL said, no, no, no. We're not counting that as being vaccinated. You are on the unvaccinated list. So, Aaron Rodgers out. He'll probably be back against the Seahawks. It's one game they're going to have to deal with it. It's gone on all year in the NFL. Guys have missed games. Is it tough when one of the top three quarterbacks in the league misses one? Yeah, it changes things. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty tonight, right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. John Jastrzemski, The Ringer, New York, New York. A lot of topics to get into with JJ. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench on a Wednesday night. Carver High in for Scotty tonight and all week long as he is on vacation right here on Sports Grid Radio. For our SiriusXM listeners, you're on a new channel, baby. 159 tonight, moving up the dial over on Sirius. So thanks for being with us. Let's keep cooking here. Joining me right now, one of my good friends, and that is from the Ringer's New York, New York podcast, the one and only JJ John Jastrzemski. Johnny, buddy, how are you, pal?
Mikey, I am doing fantastic. Aside from what we saw from the Knickerbockers tonight, getting ready for a football card. I feel like the beaks are in order, and now I spent a couple of minutes with you. You sound great. What's up, dude?
We're doing good. We're going to get into the Jets, but since you put the crumb out there with the Knicks, I'll start there, and they just played tonight too. Now, John, I am no Knick fan, that's for sure. But, look, it's different when the Knicks are good because the town gets a little bit more juice when they're doing well. They start 5-1. Everybody's hanging from the rafters at the Garden. People are going nuts. They're making videos outside the front door, the whole deal. And now, a little back to reality here, JJ. Lose at home to the Raptors. Look lifeless in Indiana tonight. Let's settle down. It's still November.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? I think it speaks to the nature, number one, of an 82-game season. And number two, it also speaks to the fact that the Eastern Conference, it's a heck of a lot better this year, dude. I mean, Indiana's a good team. They're going to win games this season. Toronto is not going to be as bad as they were. And the Knicks are not going to win 50-plus games. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to anybody who's out there listening. The Knicks are not winning north of 50 games. They're going to lose some games here. And they haven't played particularly well. And I don't know if you discussed this. I don't know what time you signed on tonight. Mike, I would have been all over Indiana tonight. When I saw that Indiana, with a losing record, was favored against the Knickerbockers, that was like the telltale sign that the Pacers were the bet. Now, I would never bet against my own team. But, like, I saw that earlier today, and I was like, wow, we should really be all over Indiana here.
No question. The line said Pacer, JJ. Line said Pacer tonight. And one bright spot, I got to tell you, RJ Barrett's starting to really heat it up here. I mean, you look at the last couple of games, 23 tonight, had 30 the other night. If there's one thing, you know, forget the records. Like you said, it's 82 games. There's a lifetime to go here. But the maturation and the growth of RJ Barrett, that is something that the Knicks fan is going to keep an eye on all year.
And remember what the narrative and the storyline was initially with Barrett. He's not Zion Williamson. He's not John Morant. Well, I see Zion Williamson miss a ton of games. He's 400 pounds. He looks completely out of shape. And I see RJ Barrett balling out right now for the Knicks. And I think we're at a point, Mikey, where at the end of this year, I'm cautiously optimistic he might be the best player on this team. Because quite frankly, I think Julius Randle played way over his head. I think he's a good player. I think he's a solid player. But I really want to see Barrett take the reins of being the best dude on this team. He plays great defense. He's getting more and more confident offensively. Like, I'm giddy about his game. I don't think there's any other way around it. I'm giddy about his maturation process, his development. And the Knicks obviously need to go and get themselves a star, right? Like, that's something that's going to be discussed between now and February, between now and the end of the year, in the summertime, on and on we go. Very reluctant to move Barrett. Like, I'm all for the Knicks trying to get a star. I think Barrett's got legitimate all-star written all over him. I really do.
Yeah, he's a good player, and you're right about Zion. He's at least a quad right now. I mean, he's at least a quad, bro. Like, he's up there. And when he's in the game and when he's actually playing, he's dominant. Like, and he's big body and the thunderous dunks and all that. But, man, he don't play because he's a quad. I mean, that he weighs a quad. It's tough for him to get out.
Doesn't he remind you of Mini Barkley, Mikey?
He does.
He reminds me so much of Mini Barkley. And listen, he is a stud. Like, I've never been one of these people that has made the argument his game doesn't translate to the NBA. His game translates fine to the NBA when he's in shape and he's actually on the court. But when he's not going to be on the court and he looks completely out of shape, these are things that are going to call into question for sure.
No, no question. Hey, listen, if he has Barkley's career, Barkley had a pretty damn good career. So if he can have a Barkley's career,
he would take Barkley's career.
Yes, even without the ring, he'd take Barkley's career, no question about it. Let's get into the Jets, Johnny, because they play tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football in Indy against the Colts. The Jets, of course, destroyed everybody on Sunday. Whether it was teasers, parlays, knockout pools, the Jets are the team that stuck it in everybody by beating the Cincinnati Bengals at home 34-31. Mike White, this guy comes out of nowhere, 405 yards through the air, the hero that he is. And now, 3 days later, 4 days later, he's got to go to Indy and play the Colts. Line at 10.5 right now tonight. Still a little less than 24 hours to kick off, Johnny. Now, what are we looking at here? Are the Jets going to ride the Mike White Express into Indy, who's coming off a brutal loss at home to the Titans? Or do the Colts, who the only time they've played a bad team this year, they whacked them at home. That was the Texans. Is that going to happen again tomorrow night?
My gut tells me, Mikey, this is going to be a rout. I love Indianapolis in this game tomorrow. I really do. And I understand that you're taking into account the Carson Wentz experience. And you know this. I was on Indianapolis last week against Tennessee. They're up 14-0. They're tied. They're up, actually, before he threw that idiotic pick six. So I understand you're going to have to deal with those elements with Wentz. But the Jets now, everybody's throwing bouquets their way. They have this great win as a double-digit underdog against the Bengals. They got 3 days to prepare. They got to go on the road, short week, and take on a team that is beyond desperate. Now, the AFC South, I don't care if Derrick Henry's out for the year. The South is over because Tennessee beat Indianapolis twice, and Tennessee will find a way to win that division. But the middle of the AFC, Mike, is wide open as far as wild cards are concerned. Indianapolis is very much alive when it comes to that. I really do. I think they're going to destroy the Jets here in this game, and I think there's a reason this line, which opened at 8.5, now gets it to 10.5. I know everybody's a sucker for a good old-fashioned Cinderella story. Well, yeah. I think the clock is striking midnight, and we're going to see Mike White turn into a pumpkin tomorrow. I'm all over the Colts.
Yeah, and that's the thing, JJ, because when a guy like Mike White has the type of game that he had on Sunday, you know, the antennas are up now. And not and it's not even a whole week later. It's 4 days later. Everybody's been talking about how great Mike White is after the big performance. The Colts are going to be ready for that. And you go back... You know, look, the Jets are not a good football team. It's hard for them to sustain multiple wins over a few games. I mean, when they beat the Titans earlier this year, what did they do? They lose to the Falcons, get blown out by the Patriots. They're not a team, JJ, that can. They're not good enough to roll wins together. And that's the problem with the Jets. So even though this number does look a little high maybe at first glance, I'm with you. There's a chance the Colts are going to just absolutely demolish them tomorrow night in Indianapolis, 45.5 of a total. I mean, the Colts might be able to get that on their own, JJ. They might be able to get 45.5 on their own tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think the Colts have a big get-right offensive game. And know this with Indianapolis. Michael Pittman is a tremendous talent. Jonathan Taylor's been running the football great. The only thing that scares me with Indianapolis is Wentz. Is Wentz going to give you one of those games where he turns the ball over two or three times? Because he's capable of that. We've seen that. If he can play close to, I don't even want to say fully, Mike. If he can play close to a turnover-free game, that's going to be a beat-up, easy-peasy type of game for me and you. Just saying.
No question about it. Just don't make mistakes. Just play straight. Play the game straight, and you can win this game by 20-plus points against the Jets, who probably are still partying after beating the Bengals on Sunday. You know, Salah having to drag him. And by the way, here's the thing about that coach, JJ. He made a bad move earlier in the week. You talk about rookie coach mistake. When they started asking him about Zach Wilson and Mike White playing so well, but Zach's still your quarterback, for him not to immediately say, yeah, of course Zach's my quarterback, what a rookie head coach mistake that was by Salah.
Well, what he tried to do is be a man of the people, be a coach of the people.
That don't work in New York.
Hey, I'm playing 1 through 53. Well, here's the bigger issue. They need to stress with this young quarterback, Wilson. Hey, the way White was getting rid of the ball, taking the safe throw, hey, maybe take some notes. Maybe that's something that you want to do moving forward. Because, Mike, you've watched every single one of his games. He is, like, trying to force feed in a double and triple coverage. He's trying to be here on every single play. And if he thinks that the stuff that worked at BYU is going to work in the NFL, he's got another big time.
No shot that stuff's going to work. And that was my biggest fear about him coming into the NFL draft. Like, he's never left the state of Utah in anything, and he's playing in New York City now, and it is a big culture change for him. That is for sure. Giants side of things, JJ. They, of course, covered Monday night in Kansas City against the Chiefs. 11 of points. They end up, me and you were both on that. They end up covering that number. Now they're going to go home. They've got the Raiders coming in who listen, they got problems of their own, JJ. I mean, you're catching the Raiders probably at the best time you possibly can, them coming east. When we come back from the break, Johnny, we will get into little Giants and Raiders on Sunday at MetLife. We'll get into a discussion about some of these other games coming up this weekend. I got to get some college thoughts for you as well. Give you an update on this MAC game quickly. The Northern Illinois Huskies have gotten in. We need one more point from Kent State to hit this 7-1 bet. We need him to come down the field here with a 52, 5 minutes to go, and punch this in. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the grid with JJ right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Out tonight. He is out all week, vacation week for Scotty. You've got me the next couple days on Coast to Coast and the bench right here on Sports Grid Radio. Kent State across the 50. They are inside the 40. We need one point for me and Joe Lisi to hit that 7-1 that we talked about today on College Football Full Circle for them to score the most points in the MAC this week. Let's cash a ticket here, baby. We have John Jastrzemski with us, of course, New York, New York, The Ringer, Spotify, hanging with us tonight. We're talking some New York sports and some Beaks. Giants, Johnny. A good cover for us. We were very happy with them in Kansas City on Monday night. But it's like, it's the same story over and over for the Giants. Yes, they cover on the road. Yes, they cover these games. Bro, they never win. Like, they never win. And they seem to always make bonehead mistakes towards the end of these games. Joe Judge, the big disciplinarian. And here we are, midway through his second year, and nothing has changed. I'm glad they cover, Johnny, but they, you know, you got to win football games at some point, too. You got to win.
Well, I'm not going to fight you on that. And the little things, Mike, the little things. When you're a disciplinarian and you got guys getting involved with taunting plays, or you end up having, you know, terrible third down penalties that lead to extended drives, that's the sign of a losing. And I know I beat it down, and a lot of the New York audience who are Giant fans are probably sick and tired of hearing it. They're good enough to lose. I say it every single week, Mike. They are good enough to lose. They can be in some of these games. They can tease you a little bit, but they spent a boatload of money in free agency, and they are 2-6 right now, getting ready for the second half of this year. Now, with all that being said, they're getting the Raiders at a good time, and I know you hit on this right before we hit the break. With everything that's going on with that horrific Henry Ruggs story, and the Raiders coming off a bye, the Raiders flying West Coast to East Coast with a 5-2 record, this should be a game that the Giants going to win. It should be. Will it be? If I were going to play this game this week, I do think the Giants are the right side. I do. Because even though they've been lousy at home, like anytime I have a West Coast team traveling to the East Coast, anytime I can grab points, that's always going to be a scenario that's kind of appetizing to me at least.
It definitely is, and the right time is sure. Like, now look, the Raiders were able to respond the week of the Gruden thing and beat the Broncos. Like, this is like a whole nother, you know, situation for them.
I think this is way worse.
This is way worse. 1,000% worse.
Gruden was completely shot as a head coach. For what it's worth, I don't think they've missed him at all. I actually think they might be better with the interim as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
But when you were talking about one of the more instrumental players on your team, your number one wide receiver, number 1A, depending on where you want to look at it, and he's involved in this sort of horrific tragedy where he's killing somebody and he's going 156 miles an hour, and now you got to play a game a couple of days later, I think that goes above and beyond what we saw with the Gruden stuff. But we'll find out on Sunday.
Bro, this is Giants or no play. I mean, this is Giants.
I would agree with that.
You can't play the Raiders.
On Sunday, I will be playing the Giants or passing again.
You can't play it. A couple other games, NFL on Sunday, Johnny. Let's run through. What are you going to do now with the Packers and the Chiefs with Rodgers not playing? Look, this thing's gone up to 7.5. It was at 8 right when the news came. Everybody hopped on the 8. I got to tell you, Johnny, we know the deal with the Chiefs. I mean, they've only covered 4 of their last 19 games, and that's against the entire league. Green Bay's a good team. I know Rodgers is their guy. But if you're going to still give me over a touchdown here, I think I'm going to take the Packers on Sunday.
You know, it's funny, Mike. I was planning on betting Kansas City in this game when they were -1. Before this Rodgers news came out, I just thought it was the perfect zig and zag scenario. Everyone was going to bet Green Bay getting points. That all goes out the window now because Kansas City is going to be the invoked team. Kansas City has Mahomes. Love is starting a quarterback for the Packers. But I'm kind of with you. If I were going to play this game, and I'm not now because I don't feel good about laying 7.5 with the Chiefs. I don't care who's playing quarterback. And I'm not going to touch Green Bay with the backup and, you know, what their state of mind is going to be without Aaron Rodgers. This will not be one of my super contest plays. That said, I think the right side is Green Bay. I'm getting 7.5 with a team that couldn't stop me and you in Kansas City. I'll grab the points. Why not? And remember, Davante Adams back, which is a gigantic deal. When you think about the overall fabric and the way that offense looks, now I don't know what to expect out of the kid, but having Adams in there and having a guy that you could throw it to 10 to 15 times makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah, I was talking to Bill Michaels in Wisconsin earlier on the TV show, and he was saying that everybody's not very enamored behind the scenes with Jordan Love. You know, I mean, look, he hasn't gotten to play in a real game.
They should have never taken him to begin with. It was the dumbest idea known to man, but what do I know?
Another game here that I know you are on. The Patriots are suddenly back in the mix, JJ. I mean, these last couple of weeks, winning some games, back to .500. They go to Carolina to take on the Panthers. We have seen this open at 3, now at 3.5. The Patriots, the road favorite, low total of 41. Does Bill keep this train rolling here? They got a pretty manageable schedule over the next few weeks too, JJ.
They sure do. I hate how public this has gotten, Mike.
Yes.
And I know that Christian McCaffrey is going to be back. I mean, everybody and their mother's betting the Patriots in this game. But here's what I keep coming back to. Sam Darnold and his career against Bill Belichick has been an out-and-out nightmare. Remember the game he was seeing ghosts at MetLife Stadium? So I know New England's defense. I mean, Justin Herbert looked terrible. I mean, Herbert looked awful on Sunday. I mean, he was throwing pick sixes. He was jittery. He was off his mark. What's Sam Darnold going to look like? You know what I mean? Like, that's what it boils down to in this game. Now, I feel a lot better maybe buying a half point. I know a lot of people don't like to do that, but I can easily see this end up being a field goal game. But I'm all over the Patriots here. I do think the Patriots have a great chance to make the postseason. I think they're the second-best team in the AFC East by far. I'm not saying much. But they have kind of found their stride. And remember, a lot of their losses, could it be Tampa? Could it be Dallas? If it wasn't for a Damian Harris fumble, they beat the Miami Dolphins first game of the year. I love New England in this spot.
Yeah, I'm with you. He owns Darnold, and he has through the last couple of years. Darnold with the concussion last week, he's probably going to play. They'll get McCaffrey back. I don't think it matters. Another line that I found very fishy when I first looked at it, and it's gotten even fishier as the week has gone on. You've got Arizona, JJ, who just lost their first game last week. They're 7-1. They're going to the 49ers, who just won their first game after losing 4 in a row. Division rivalry, I get it. The game's in San Francisco, I get it. But -1? Seems a little weird to me, bro. Seems a little weird.
It is a little weird, and that's why I'm all over the San Francisco 49ers this week. I think it's a kitchen sink game for the Niners. I think the Niners need to make a statement in this NFC West. And listen, they're not going to win the division. That's going to come down to Arizona and the Los Angeles Rams. But go through the NFC playoff teams, right, Mike? You got Dallas, they're a lock. Green Bay is a lock. Tampa is a lock. You have L.A. and Arizona in their locks. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you want to throw New Orleans in there, I'm not. But if you want to put them in there, there's 6. There is an avenue for another team to get in there. Maybe it's the Niners. Maybe it's the Vikings. I'm not counting on that. But I'm just throwing the teams that are in the mix. Don't get me started with the Vikings after Sunday. Please, don't even get me started. But the Niners build upon what they did against the Chicago Bears last week. They finally got their offense in stride. They're getting a little bit healthier. And I think Arizona's going to feel that loss of J.J. Watt a little bit here. And I am going to take the team that has dominated Kyler Murray. They've had a lot of success against Kyler Murray throughout his career. I'm all over San Francisco.
I can't stand the Vikings, bro. You know that. I mean, I cannot stand them. And you know what they'll do this week. They're getting 6 in Baltimore. They'll probably lose by 3.
And they're going to be in that game.
They'll be in
a
game.
They're going to be in that
they'll
game.
They'll be in a game.
I agree, because you know it. Look at the numbers right now. Went from 7-6, and you got 81% of the tickets coming in on Baltimore. That game has 31-27 Ravens written all over it, doesn't it?
Yep, it certainly does. That's exactly what's going to happen. I will go nowhere. That's a no-fly zone for me, anything involving the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not taking it, because I'm going to tell you why I'm not taking it, Mike. I don't think I can handle another week at a Kirk Cousins experience,
no,
bro.
It's too much.
I don't think I can do it.
It's too much. I can't do it either. A couple minutes left with you here. Let's get a couple college in. This is a tough week for college. There's not a lot of marquee games. We got a little spoiled last week. So many huge games. We got to take it down a notch here before we hit the stretch run in November. There is a few that stick out. Now, Michigan State, enormous win. They get put in the college football playoff top 4. And now, JJ, they have to go and play Purdue on the road. And suddenly, you know, listen, their favorites, this thing was like 3.5 early in the week. It's down to -2.5 now, road favorites in West Lafayette. I don't know, JJ. I seen a lot of people liking the Boilermakers.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people. I'm all over Purdue. I think this is the sucker bet of the week. I'm seeing 85% of the money coming in, or 85% of the betting tickets coming in on Michigan State. There ain't no. They're thinking that, you know what, doesn't stink. They just had this big win over Michigan. And I know the Spartans have given me a lot of trouble this year. I've gone against them in a few occasions. Now, I had them last week against Michigan. I love them getting the 6. I just get the sense, Mike, this game kind of has let down written all over it. We've seen this in this conference play in these sort of situations over the time, over the last couple of years. I mean, really, as long as we've been watching college football, undefeated team, small favorite, going on the road, you go the other way here. This is one of those, like, obvious zig against zag type of game. I'm going to zag here. And I don't love Purdue as a team. I don't think they're a great team by any means. But I think they have a moment on Saturday. I think they win the game outright.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are also zagging in this Oregon-Washington game, Johnny. I think you're going to get some zagging there as well, because Oregon now down to 6.5. Road favorites, another team. Get the prosperity, get put in the top four. The Pac-12 complains for years, and the committee basically put it on the plate for them, JJ. Here you go. You guys want to make the playoff? You're in right now. Win the rest of your games, and we'll put you in. And you know that the Ducks aren't going to handle prosperity. They're not going to do it. They won't.
100%. And I don't know if it's going to be this week against Washington, or it's another game down the road, let's say. Oregon will find a way to screw this up. And I do think, no matter what happens, the winner of the Big Ten, with the league that they have put together this year, Mike, the winner of that Big Ten, unless it's a two-loss Big Ten team, I think they're finding their way in the college football playoff, don't you?
No question. No question. Whoever wins the Big Ten, unless, like, look, if the winner of the West somehow upsets whoever comes out of the East in the title game, and a lot of things break wrong, I guess I could see them not making it. Big Ten's getting a team in, JJ. They are getting a team.
I would think
in.
So. Yeah, I would think so.
100%.
Now, I know a lot of the metrics are going to back Washington in this game, and the line does stink. Washington, no. I mean, if we're being perfectly frank, and I know Oregon has not been great as far as blowing teams out this year, this is a complete stay away for me. Like, I am not going to feel comfortable betting Washington plus 6.5. I don't know if you feel that way. I'm not, I'm in on Purdue. I'm not all in on Washington.
My favorite bet of the weekend, JJ, my Roadrunners. Texas San Antonio minus 11.5 at UTEP on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Let's go, baby. The Roadrunners,
like
JJ.
A little late night action. Nothing like it, baby.
JJ, great job as always, my man. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging, brother.
Keep up the good work, man. We'll have you on the pod soon. Later,
buddy. Here he is, John Jastrzemski. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty. Here on a Wednesday night, Sports Grid Radio, hanging with you. Thanks to JJ for jumping on. Got a bunch of his picks for the weekend. And now the sweat is on here majorly. Before we had JJ, I told you, second intermission, Blackhawks and the Hurricanes. We jumped on Carolina live at plus 225. And they have taken a lead 4-3 in the third. They storm back in Chicago against the Blackhawks. But with 5 minutes to go, Carolina takes a four-minute double minor. And they have complicated things. But they've killed off the first 3 minutes. We have a minute to go on this power play. There's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Chicago has the net pulled. One time, give us the empty netter here for the win. Give us the empty netter one time here for Carolina. Let's go here. When we come back after the break, I'll let you know how all the Maction stuff worked out. As I was talking to JJ, I got about 75 texts from Joe Lisi about the Kent State coach. So we will discuss that at the top of the next hour. 2:02 to go, 36 seconds left on this double minor for Carolina as they are holding on tightly to a 4-3 lead here in Chicago at the United Center. Great save by Freddie Anderson here. Let's see if we can pick this up. 2 minutes to go. We got a timeout for the Blackhawks as they will try to get their top guys out there, Patty Kane, etc. Let's see what's going on in the NBA quickly. Mavs now up 2 on the Spurs. Actually, 12 seconds left to go there. Kings lead the Pelicans. Warriors lead the Hornets. A couple of tight games in the NBA. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Mafia right here. Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. Keep an eye on everything live. Get into college football playoff. A lot more to do. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.